Now this is a dictation for James Riegel, R-I-E-G-L-E, January 27, 1942. Addresses a letter to Dr. Maria Chang, C-H-A-N, 8379205. Dear Dr. Chang, follow up for Mr. Riegel, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August. Recently treated for urinary tract infection, was having some dysuria. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, decreased flow nocturia, supposed to see urology at Bay City. There was also an episode of syncope. She was sitting in the bathroom, tried to pick up something from the floor, lost consciousness, evaluated by 911, recovered immediately, did not come to the emergency room. There was no associated chest pain palpitation. He denies increase of dyspnea, no lightheadedness, no orthopnea PND. Again, no vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. Other review system has been negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix hydralazine, cholesterol management, inhalers. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 128/72, right sided sitting position, standing 120/70, 2 minutes later 126/76. He has COPD abnormalities, distant breath sounds, but no localized RALS, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no back tenderness, minor peripheral edema, bilateral hearing aids, normal speech, no focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. January 15, creatinine 2, baseline is 1.7 to 1.8. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal potassium, low sodium, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, almost 4, GFR 32, question progression, normal size kidneys without obstruction. There has been no evidence of renal artery stenosis on Doppler. He does have, however, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Now with recent urinary tract infection, to see urology in the near future. No symptoms of uremia encephalopathy, no evidence of postural blood pressure drop, underlying COPD on treatment. He does have coronary artery disease, clinically stable, prior stent, preserved ejection fraction. He's on diuretics, which probably explains the elevated bicarbonate. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Other chemistry is stable. Come back on the next 4 months. All issues discussed in the presence of SAN, end of dictation.